A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And so the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the Lord, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. You know that in the world of education and in the world of teaching, there's this movement, I don't know if it's as current now as it used to be, called Back to Basics, to go back to the foundations and to start from there, to not to get too convoluted or too complicated, but to just really get to the basics and the root of everything. I think what we've got in this passage today, which we know as the Annunciation, we have Gabriel, who, God bless him, gets very complicated. "Hail, full of grace." Mary's thinking, what does that mean? "The Lord God will come upon you, and the Holy Spirit will conceive a child in you." Wait a minute, this is getting very strange. So it's like Mary just says, "You know what? I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, but I know that I'm God's handmaid. If that's what he wants, fine." She lived out of this conviction of what was simply true in her life, and she answered God because of that conviction. She was the Lord's servant. There are a lot of things about us that we know. There are a lot of things about us that we don't know. What's important is that we not miss the most important thing about us, which is really who we are. And some people live as though they were the things that they owned, or the relationships that they had, or the esteem that other people felt for them, or the grades that they earned. That's who they were. At some level, all of those things do help make us who we are. But who are we really? That's a lifetime of work to find that out. And hopefully we get more and more down to the core, which is to say, I'm a child of God. I'm a creation of God. I belong to God. And God belongs to me. And live out of that. And there are other truths that go with it. Namely, I'm not the only child of God. I'm not the only one who has God. God is not the only person who I relate to. I relate to everything else and everyone else as a child of God, I as a child of God, and them as children of God. That's why Jesus says there's not one commandment, there's two. It's about our relationship with God and relationship with others. And then we're willing to take a light touch and say, and however God wants this to work out, I'm here. I'm your servant. If you go back to the story that we heard at the very first reading, that's kind of a twisted annunciation story in a way. There is an annunciation. There is a message, but it's not brought by an angel. It's brought by a serpent. And even though he doesn't say many words of direct address, he puts an idea into the mind of Eve. You are every bit the equal of God. And the only reason he doesn't want you to eat the fruit is that you will be like him. And he knows that. And Eve's answer is not in words, it's to take the fruit and to eat it and then to share it with Adam. Then the real annunciation that we heard about in the gospel, the good news. Mary, you're full of grace. Whatever that means, all I know is I'm God's servant. And that allows Christ to be born into the world and shared with all of us. Really is Mary's yes that makes it possible, in some sense, for us to relate to Christ, because she was his mother. As we keep on with our liturgy today, maybe we could simply ask for the grace to say, Lord, help me really to know who I am. Help me really to understand the most important thing about me and the most important thing about other people, and to live that way. And ask Mary's help to do that.